Artificial intelligence will someday take your job. United States Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin projects that it's not a question that we're going to have to answer for, oh, maybe a century or so. In an interview with the news website Axios, Mnuchin said, quote, "It's not even on our radar screen, 50 to 100 more years away." He also said, "I'm not worried at all. In fact, I'm optimistic." And honestly, reading this left me a bit dumbfounded here. Given that President Trump ran on a promise of bringing back manufacturing jobs to the United States and that most manufacturing plants, from electronics to cars to clothes, rely on robots paired with humans, this really did kind of surprise me. And I wonder, Megan, what do you think here? Do we really have a century before robots are a threat to many, many, many jobs?
No. I think we probably have about, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that it is, I just don't understand how you can say something like that. It's a tough topic to talk about. Whatever can be automated will be automated. I believe that. Most people believe that. Eventually, it will be a good thing for many people. Mm-hmm, it will be mm-hmm. a really bad thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, there's going to be some growing pains, right?
As there have always been. I mean, we're moving into an information society. You know, we came from an industrial society. Before that, we were agrarian society. Change happens.
Yeah, it seems almost as though he's not paying attention to, like, the robots replacing people in the checkout line at the grocery store, or ATMs in place of, like, bank tellers, or even, you know, the looming, issue of self-driving cars replacing, like, Uber and Lyft and taxi cab drivers. I mean, there's so many examples in everyday life for every socioeconomic strata. I don't know how you could not run into this and see this being so far off, which makes me wonder if he's just, like, supremely disconnected, or if he's just, like, lying or something. I'm not quite sure.
Did he really? It's so funny that the quote is, "It's not even on our radar screen." Like, he's using technology.
Yeah. to talk about this issue. Yeah. Well, it should. Steve, if you're watching this show, this should be on your radar screen. Like, this is something you should pay attention to. Now might be the time. It's not too late to start taking this serious. There was also a really interesting quote. He was asked by Axios about what he thought of the valuations of Silicon Valley startups, and he said that he had no understanding of how these companies are valued, which I think I can, you know, I get that. Like, a lot of people might look at the valuation of something like an Uber or a Snapchat or whatever and scratch their head a bit. But at the same time, before becoming the Treasury Secretary, he was the Chief Information Officer at Goldman Sachs. He was a former investment banker and hedge fund manager. Now, his background is in Wall Street and not necessarily tech and labor. But it seems like if you're going to be managing investments at that level and one of the top executives at Goldman Sachs, you might have some understanding of technology and its impact on, like, all of this stuff, you know, in managing these investments and planning for the future. So this is really, like I said, dumbfounding is maybe the best word to describe how I feel on this. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think that this is a big issue that I wish someone like our Treasury Secretary understood, because it is a complicated issue. You mm-hmm. talked about ATMs versus bank tellers, and, you know, there's they didn't. It's not like, oh, we started to have ATMs and we don't have any more bank tellers. That's the example that people always use. So it's true that a lot of those bank tellers had different jobs. Mm-hmm. They moved into mm-hmm. different jobs. It wasn't like, oh, for each bank, for each ATM, a bank teller lost his job. It's not
a one-to-one.
Yeah.
Well, in some cases, it can create new jobs. Like you said, in the long run, it might be better for us all, right? There's going to be those growing pains. And in some cases, it might create new jobs. In other cases, it might eliminate stuff altogether, right?
Right. And it might create new jobs for a certain strata of people. And that's complicated. And and I would hope that our Treasury Secretary would understand that a little better, but maybe he will learn.